Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I use my platform to raise awareness for NPD, get more people like myself into therapy, 4 years strong, and to also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about trusting, believing the lies of narcissistic people. Look, trusting the actions and not the words. Yeah, oh my goodness. This is right here. So, I talk to so many people over Zoom. I do my one-on-ones over Zoom. You know, I have a link in bio for all that stuff right there. But I talk to so many people. They get caught up believing narcissistic and toxic people's words when their actions don't match up. That's one of the telltale signs of a toxic person right there, y'all. A toxic person or a narcissist is their words and their actions do not align with each other. They're saying one thing, but they're doing the complete opposite. What's more important to y'all? I know I see a lot of stuff online that makes it seem like somebody's word is the most important thing that they can lose. Most important thing to me is my word. My word is bond. My word means more to me than anything. Boo, 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 beep, 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 beep. Y'all get it. What's more important to you? I don't care what they say. My word is bond. Who cares? What's more important to you? The survivor, the other narcissist, you mean the victim, or whoever's dealing with this toxic person. What is the most important thing to you? Actions or words? To me, it's always going to be actions. Why are y'all so apt at believing people's words? I know everybody wants to give somebody the benefit. Hey, Lee, we were raised to give people the benefit of the doubt. If I hear the benefit of the doubt one more time, I'm gonna rip a dread out on live on my YouTube live one day. I'm just gonna rip a whole dread out. If I hear one more person say they forgave somebody because they gave them the benefit of the doubt, I'm just gonna rip a damn dread out. I'm sorry for cussing. YouTube, don't ban me. But goodness gracious, y'all. I bet people really want to rip a dread out. Like, I just knew I gained the benefit of why. Y'all, what has anybody, so these lying manipulative people that y'all be dealing with, what have they done? This isn't the first lie. What have they done to garner the benefit of the doubt from you? What? Y'all, I tell this to people all the time too, y'all. Listen to the phrase, the benefit of the doubt. Benefit of the doubt. If you just, like, it's a benefit. The doubt that you're giving them is a benefit that they must earn. What have they done to earn this benefit of the doubt? It's a benefit, y'all. A benefit. You want health benefits? You can't just go to a job and say, hey, give me health benefits. They're like, no, sir. You need to actually work here to get these benefits. You have to earn it by working here for at least 90 days before we can consider you for benefits. Benefit of the doubt. It's a benefit, y'all. Stop giving it to the people willy-nilly because I get it. You were raised to be a good person. You were raised to be trusting and caring and boop, 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 and not a Jezebel. You're raised to clap cheeks and procreate. You are raised to do all of this stuff. You are raised to do this stuff. Sometimes you got to erase the thing that you were raised to do or reprogram it. Because some of us were raised by toxic people. So some of the stuff that we were raised to do has the undertones of toxicity. A sprinkling of toxicity. A lot of the thought process and the things that we have been made to think are okay have been seasoned with toxicity, put in the oven on 375 and left to sit for 30 years. Start believing people's actions. Hey, babe, I'm sorry I cheated on you, but I promise I'm going to go to therapy. I won't cheat again. They continue to cheat on you and don't go to therapy. What are you going to believe? What are you going to believe? The fact that they won't continue to cheat on you, or they won't go to or they're going to go to therapy, because that, like, if you forgiven somebody, they say that they are going to go to therapy. 60 days later, if they're not in the therapist chair, they are lying to you. They were manipulating you to get back into your good graces. Actions over words. What should we leave? Should everybody just give up on narcissists? Should we all just give up on narcissists? I'm not saying you should all give up on narcissists. I'm just saying, if you don't see consistent change behavior, if you don't see a consistent therapy session, you don't see consistent, if you don't feel consistently better being around this person, then you are done. Yeah, you might have to disappear on them. You might have to leave them. Because, like, consistent change behavior is the only acceptable apology. Not words. Not, I'm sorry, I won't do it again. Not, please forgive me, baby. Please forgive me. Please. Not that. That's not a forgiveness. That's not, I don't give a damn about no tears. I don't give a damn about, I don't care about none of that, y'all. I really do not care about any of that stuff. I really don't care about none of it. Like, I don't care about he found God. So, he should have found him while we were together. She cheated on me 25 times. She started going to church. Cool, bet. I don't care. I really don't care. Like people can use spiritual manipulation to get people all the time. What are they asking saying? They can go say praise God and say the same statement while they're getting their cheeks clapped by somebody else. Amen. I praise God from whom all blessings flow. But then go home and get their back broke off or the cheeks clapped by somebody else. Like, come on, y'all. Clap somebody else's cheeks. Actions over words. If they're consistently doing you wrong, but they keep telling you they're going to do you right, what are you going to believe? Like, truly, what are you going to believe in this situation right here?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
They're consistently doing you wrong and letting you down. What are you going to believe? And y'all, I don't think y'all understand how this is not me being braggadocious. This is me just telling you the outright truth right here. Y'all don't understand how blessed you are to have these videos. If you are a narcissist watching this, you see a self-aware narcissist that has altered his behaviors and changed his life for the better. You have that benefit. You can like, damn, I can go do the same thing. Maybe I can do it better than him. If you are a victim of a survivor of a narcissistic person, a toxic person, you have this information in front of you to how to navigate it, how to get in, or how to get out, or just the thought process of how to get in, how to get out, or how to deal with it. Or navigate, or the thought processes of a diagnosed narcissist. You have this blessing. So many people that are in your situation don't understand what they're going through, and they never will. They'll live like you were for the rest of their lives. They'll live like you are for the rest of their lives. But the only difference is you're consciously doing it. You're consciously making the error, making the mistake of staying in a relationship where it's not getting better. You're consciously doing it, but they it's unconscious for them. It really is. They have to live this life, but you have the blessing. You believe in God. You're a Christian. God put this video in front of you for a reason. You're supposed to see this video and start trusting the actions. Why'd your wife stay? I told her what I was going to do, and I did it. Consistent change behavior. What makes you any different? Consistent change behavior. What makes your wife stay? Consistent change behavior. I'm earning the benefit of the doubt. I'm gonna give the benefit of the doubt. He's earned it. I've earned it. I've worked here for 10 years now. I worked the job in this relationship for 10 years. I didn't earn the benefit. Damn it. I didn't earn the benefit. My wife be putting me on the payroll, like literally. that's hilarious. Don't tell her that. Now y'all get on her live and like, Lisa, you gotta put him on the payroll. We telling on Lee. And I'm gonna block you immediately. Y'all, start taking back your power and making people earn the benefit of the doubt. Again, y'all, benefit of the doubt. And start believing people's actions. Trust their actions. Look at their actions. How are they actually doing it? Like, if you catch somebody cheating and you blindly trust them to not do it again, that's on you. That's how the narcissist feels. It's like, well, you didn't have to take me back. That's exactly how narcissists feel. Like, you didn't have to. I wouldn't believe you. I wouldn't give you the benefit of the doubt. You're crazy for giving me. They'll tell you how dumb you are for giving. That's like, you're so stupid for giving me the benefit of the doubt. Why'd you do that? I wouldn't have done it for you, but good thing you're so nice. Good thing you were raised so well. Good thing you had such a good upbringing. Good thing you're so conscientious and empathetic. Good thing you're so all this. Good thing for them, that narcissistic person, to take advantage of. Good things that they can use you for. Good things they can do you wrong with. Those are all good things. All good things. And what Olaf said in Frozen. All good things. All good things. Hey, we were just talking about you. Don't worry. All good things. All good things. Were they all good things? It didn't sound too good. It sounded like some terrible stuff you were saying about me. But y'all are in a position right now that people rarely are in. Like I said, yeah, I have 1 million followers on TikTok. Yeah, I have 100K on YouTube. But there's billions of people on the planet. So guess what? There's millions and billions of people who never see this information and go through their lives and live a life of desolation, a life of confusion, and a life of sadness because they don't know what they're going through. You have it in front of you to take your power back. You just do. Narcissist or not. I just had a good conversation with a guy who thinks he's a narcissist. He's in therapy right now. He said he felt like I'm just attacking narcissists. And I had to explain to him, pain changes people. If I hurt you, you need to change because I hurt me. When I say some of this stuff, y'all think I'm proud of this stuff. You're like, Lee, you sound like a proud narcissist. I'm proud of the strides I've made in altering my behavior. So yeah, I'm proud of that. Yes, I'm super proud of that. Yeah, praise me. I'm super proud of that. But I'm not the proud narcissist out here just hurting people. I get pleasure to hurt people. No, I'm not like that. That's not me. There's never been me. There will never be me. Yeah, take back your power. You're in a position that rarely anybody is in. You know what I mean? Start believing. Like, people will lie to you out there both. Read some body language books. Start understanding when people lie, how their body language is. Because they can be boohoo crying, begging, pleading, faking a heart attack or something like that. And be lying the whole entire time. Their actions don't lie. If they keep doing the same things over and over again, they're going to continue doing it. Y'all know what the definition of insanity is? The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. And you call the narcissist crazy, but you keep taking them back repeatedly, over and over again, expecting different results. You keep forgiving them over and over again, repeatedly, expecting different results. That's insanity. But you have the choice. You have the conscientious choice to stop being insane. Stop practicing insanity and stop practicing self-love and self-care and self-appreciation because you got it. You deserve it. Or do you? Anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning into another episode of Narcissist Code. I truly appreciate y'all. Mental illness is out. Peace. And my podcasters, y'all know I love y'all. Y'all get a little few extra seconds. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. I'm thankful for y'all because without y'all, I am nothing. I'm super thankful for y'all. Be blessed. Take care of yourself. Mental illness is out. Thank you. Oh, wrong button. Thank y'all.